Time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security.
Thank you, Miller Man. I mentioned earlier in the program that AOC started a big fundraiser for Texans in trouble due to the storm, and I couldn't remember the five organizations that they raised over $1 million for her and her staff. It was the Houston Food Bank, Feeding Texas, ECHO, which is Ending Community Homelessness Coalition, Family Elder Care, and the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center, doing good work. So she started this fundraising campaign, and they were hoping to get like to $300,000. And by the end of the day, by 9 p.m. that night, they had raised over $1 million for help in organizations. Wow. 100% of the donations went to those organizations, which is really cool. And contrast that with Ted Cruz, who we're finding out more about his trip to Cancun, Mexico. He left his poodle. The family left their poodle in the unheated home while they went on vacation to Mexico.
And someone's
so much more
on it.
So much more is coming out about this. Did you see how all of his neighbors basically turned him in? They turned over the text chain to
The New York Times. New York Times. They gave the text to the New York Times. Jeez. Yeah, the poodle was left inside the unheated home, and a security guard that was stationed outside the home said that he was tasked with feeding their family pet while they were off in Mexico. The pet that was left in the home that wasn't heated.
Poor doggy.
And I bet you there'll be a lot of people who will be mad about that more than anything else. Was that the dog was left in the cold while they went off to sun on the beach.
Now, in fairness, you mentioned that about AOC raising funds for Texas. Mm-hmm. When California had problems, I remember Ted Cruz organizing fundraisers for people. And he just ragged the fact that they couldn't keep up with their power grid. That's right. I'm sorry. I had that wrong.
No.
Well, yes. Okay. You should just... If you have a choice between helping or trash talking, you just trash talk.
Yeah.
AOC does her share of trash talking, too, though.
No doubt.
She's a pretty good follow on Twitter. I actually think she makes some good points. I know some people can't stand to hear anything good about AOC, but
you would think she makes good points.
I know, yeah. I'm a dirty snowflake liberal. Speaking of snowflakes... That was the name of the Cruz's poodle. Snowflake. Swear. That's the truth. He named his dog Snowflake.
I just love the way that as a real man, he threw his daughters under the bus for this whole thing and blamed it on them. I mean, that is just the weasel move of the century.
Blamed it on them and then brought it back to what a good dad he is to take him to... What could you show being a better dad in any other way than just taking him to Mexico? You got a couple days off, why not?
My goodness. And that's one of our senators. He's one of ours.
Hey, girls, Texas. I know you have the week off, and I know a lot of your classmates are shivering and without power and without water, but let's scoreboard them all and go to Cancun. You guys came up with a great idea.
And apparently it was his wife's idea.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was Heidi Cruz's idea, the one that Donald Trump insulted, called her ugly and all that.
Right.
She was the one who had texted to neighbors saying, hey, it's cold. Anyone else want to join us in a trip to Cancun?
Oh, God. That is so tone deaf. It's unbelievable.
How will he ever put on a headset again?
He will. I'll had so many people on Twitter jump on me for saying that Ted Cruz was wrong to do this. And they're defending Ted Cruz. And like we mentioned earlier in the show, all we ask for on this program, which this program gets killed by people on the left and by people on the right, when all we really want is just consistency.
Yes.
If you have a problem with somebody on the other side of the aisle doing something, just make sure you hold your people accountable to that same principle. Just be a person of principle, not a person of a team. And when your team doesn't fulfill the principle, hold them, point to them and say, you know what? I would be mad if AOC left her state during an emergency, and I would make snarky comments about that. So I'm going to do it when Ted Cruz does it, too.
Right.
Just be consistent. Be consistent with what you believe. Act on principle. And Ted Cruz did not follow the principle of what he would want for leadership. I guarantee you Ted Cruz would bag on some liberal senator who would flee their state to avoid the emergency that their constituents are having to deal with.
He's already done it. There's a whole tweet chain this morning about all the times that he's tweeted criticizing other politicians who've left their states in the time of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he'll do it. Hey, by the way, did you see the picture comparison I posted? Ted Cruz at the airport and the Patterson film and Bigfoot?
No.
Check that out. I just retweeted that.
There's been so many great memes of people photoshopping Ted Cruz in various situations, like it's particularly the one with him with the rolling bag standing at the carousel with the mask on. I love that one when they take that picture and they put it. It was the first image that came back from that Mars rover. It was Ted Cruz with his wheeled bag rolling it across the Martian landscape.
Boy, he does look like Bigfoot.
Isn't that funny?
That's so funny.
Because he didn't want to be spotted either.
Some sad news, you know, Rush Limbaugh died of lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer. He was diagnosed with that 1 year ago and dies a few days ago at his Florida home. Now we find out that Bob Dole, well, two things. We found out that Bob Dole is still alive, which I didn't know that. For some reason, I thought Bob Dole had already passed away. I guess because when he ran for president and lost to Bill Clinton, he was considered old then. But Bob Dole, still alive, just announces that he also has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer at the age of 97.
Wow.
Wow.
97. He said in a short statement, "While I certainly have some hurdles ahead, I also know that I join millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own." It's a gracious way to announce this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
man, he's given a lot of service to our country.
Yes, even John Stewart tweeted, "Sending big love to my friend Bob Dole. Still mad he was funnier than me on my show." When he joined. Famous appearance on John Stewart's show. Bob Dole, decorated World War II veteran, suffered war wounds, served 8 years in the House, 27 years in the Senate, and ran for the presidency 3 times, and he got the nomination in 1996 when he lost to Bill Clinton. Bob Dole, the age of 97, diagnosed stage 4 lung cancer. And this is a little happy pick-me-up story that we can end our week on. It seemed like all Americans loved Canadian Alex Trebek. Was he our most beloved show host, game show host?
Yes.
Or would you say Pat Sajak is more beloved than Alex Trebek?
I think Alex. It's close. They're both beloved, but I would say Alex.
Yeah, I'd go Alex.
Why is that? When Sajak is an actual American, don't we have some loyalty there? Or does that not factor into it?
You know what?
A lot of people don't even know he's Canadian.
I think it's because Alex is more of a fatherly figure, and Pat is like the goofy, funny kid next door.
Goofy brother.
Yeah.
Kind of feel. Yeah. So his son, Alex Trebek's son, Matthew, took his dad's entire wardrobe, all his Jeopardy suits. He had 300 neckties, 58 dress shirts, 25 polo shirts, 50, basically his whole wardrobe, not only the stuff he wore on Jeopardy, but also his private wardrobe. And he donated it to this organization that gives clothes to homeless people and I think also people who have just been released from prison. So a lot of Alex Trebek's suits that he wore on Jeopardy will now be on men as they go for job interviews after they've gotten out of prison.
How cool is that?
And for homeless guys who are wanting to, you know, get a job and have to dress up. So that is a cool repurposing of a fancy wardrobe.
That's great.
Yeah. More people should do kind stuff like that. Giorgio, there was a controversy that we didn't have time to talk about on our show because we were covering what's happened with the weather and the struggles people are facing. And
snowbid.
That's when you Yes, is that what they're calling it now?
I've heard it called
snowbid.
Yeah.
Jeez. What was the animal that you said you found under a throw pillow on your back porch?
A horned frog.
Well, Brad emails us this. He says, well, I was listening to the ticket the other morning. You stopped down during, I had to stop down during the muses when I heard you say, Giorgio, that you have a horned frog in your backyard. I've been on Team George in the great mountain lion debate over the years, even been meaning to write you to suggest you should have me on a mountain lion roundtable so you can be fully vindicated. However, I can't bring myself to believe that you had a real horned frog in your yard. I grew up in the hill country and in South Texas, used to be able to find them easily, but as you know, they've been pretty rare in Texas of late, mm-hmm. and I don't think I've even seen one since the early 80s. Can you tweet a picture of the horned toad?
Yeah, I'll go check in with him today, see how he's doing.
You should. That sent me down the what exactly is a horned frog rabbit hole. That's weird. What exactly is a horned frog lizard rabbit hole? That's a weird question. But the Texas horned lizard is the largest of the 15 species of horned lizards found in the U.S. The biggest one's the Texas one. It's referred to as a horned toad or a horned frog, and their nickname comes from their round belly, short snout, and pronounced stance that makes them look more like a frog or a toad than a lizard. But horned lizards can be found all over the western U.S., but the Texas horned lizard is mostly found in West Texas and the surrounding states and in northern Mexico. But they disappeared pretty much in the 80s and 90s. You don't see them much anymore. No, so is yours really a horned frog, or is it a different animal?
You know, it may not be, because he's not at that quite round as I look at the real images of him.
So, you need to post a picture, because I'm wondering what he looks like. What do you have?
I want to know what it is, too, because I see what I considered horned lizards around my place, too.
Yeah,
but mine look more long-bodied. They don't look like a frog. They look like a lizard.
Yeah,
you know, that description, Gordo, that you had, that makes total sense, because we had a ton of them when I was a kid in Oklahoma in the 70s before, I guess, they started to disappear. We had them all over the place. We used to collect them in the summer.
And you're responsible for them going extinct then. You used to just collect them.
Well, we'd let them go.
So this is a strange fact about horned frogs. Do you know what they do for a defense?
Frogs.
Don't make a sports joke
odor?
Here.
They use their horn?
No. They shoot blood out of their eyes for up to 5 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard Gary Patterson talk about that.
That's why TCU's incorporated a little red in their alternate uniforms.
Yeah, just like Bob Hope.
That is insane. What?
He could shoot lasers.
Wait, hold it. Stop the show. What was just said?
Don't you remember in Bob Hope's final years, he always had blood eye, and he would occasionally shoot that blood from his eyes?
He'd shoot cats.
And Mark. For Peter King next week. That's Craig.
We don't talk to Peter until the draft.
Question.
We don't talk to him again until the draft.
I think what we have is a Texas spiny lizard. I think that's what's in our backyard.
Let me look up Texas spiny lizard, because I bet you that's what I have, too.
Yeah, which is not a horned frog or horned toad.
Texas spiny lizard.
Should interview
real
him.
Dinosaur-looking thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I see around my place.
Yeah.
Which is creepy-looking.
The emailer was right.
Yeah. Thanks for calling me out. I'm right about mountain lions and bobcats, but yeah, lizards.
But you're wrong about horned frogs?
A little out of my depth.
Shooting blood from its eyes up to 5 feet away.
Wow.
That is insane. So
that
they do this. They increase the blood pressure in the vessels around its eyelids. and then they can erupt. And I need to go onto YouTube and look at videos of horned frogs shooting blood out of their eyes. I think that's pretty amazing. Wouldn't it be great if you could do that? You're just sitting there, standing there, talking to somebody, and you just shoot blood out of your eyes on their face.
Did they get the idea from Bob Hope?
What?
He's the only human that I've ever known of that had that power.
I thought Bob Hope could shoot lasers out of his eyes. Was it blood?
Yeah, it was blood. He had blood eye, but he shot lasers. That's what it was. And would fry cats with it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm insane. Don't you wish we had that conversation? Do you realize how many great classic conversations we've had on this show and none of them are preserved?
None.
We're terrible at that.
The Bob Hope blood eye laser cannon would be a great conversation to revisit. And didn't... Somebody Bob Dole had a special power too, didn't he?
Man, just let... We just got terrible news about him. Let that go. Stop trying to put a pinwheel in his hand like you always used to.
What?
What? Wait. Stop the show again. What?
That was your big bit for years and years.
Was what?
That Bob Dole ought to start putting props in his hand.
Like a
Chris damaged in World War II, by the way, defending your freedom.
Like a Christmas time candy cane.
Yeah, it didn't matter to the rant. Just put a pinwheel in there.
Okay.
Let's take some more calls.
Let me... I did not aggressively and attitudinally go to calls.
Oh, yes, you did.
Let me clarify my point about the Bob Dole thing. It was not that he needs funny props in his hands. I just said that he should change out what he carries based on the season.
He would always carry a pen.
Yes, he would always carry a pen, but it was a pen that was the writing end, I swear, was always sticking out, which seemed dangerous to me. And so I just felt like he ought to change the prop that he would put in his hand. You know, mm-hmm. Like, yes, Christmas time, a candy cane. Visit a hospital, a pinwheel.
Thanksgiving, a turkey leg.
Easter
right.
Basket for Easter.
July 4th, maybe a sparkler.
Shamrock.
Anyway.
Terrible, man. Still terrible.
Certainly are wishing him well.
Thank you, Gordo. That's the corner. 9:36 on the ticket. Coming up next, the Carson Wentz trade.